Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour, where the best in local, regional, national, and international entertainment lives. The Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour is produced right here in beautiful Gloucester, Virginia. And our show tonight is sponsored by Chesapeake Bank, who has been there for you, serving the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, Williamsburg, Richmond, and soon Chesterfield, Virginia. Their team of banking professionals are your friends and neighbors, and they care as much about the communities in which they live as you do. Check them out at chessbank.com. Tonight, for the next 59 minutes and 50 seconds, we are going to focus on the artist Eli Cook. Eli Cook is a mystifying soul, a keen observer, a provoking thinker, and has swagger. All underneath that messy blonde hair is a passionate heart with fingers of silver and gold that recalls John Lee Hooker, Chris Mither, and Chet Atkins mixed in with a dirty, grungy sound. Now, it's clean playing, mind you, but it's just his fingers are covered in the dirt left over from the crossroads. This guy, I don't know about you, I need this guy right now. Those times where you just want to get raw and dirty and just kind of have some grunge and let all the frustration out, Eli Cook is the guy. And coming in with his title track from his All Night Thing album, it's Eli Cook on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Until she went and met alone the sound, and he knew it would be trouble, but it solid like a book on a shelf. It ain't going nowhere. With the wisdom, the knowledge, the secret to health, and that's, baby, you got to take care. Won't you just cool out another night? Oh yeah, sweet Jane, so not plain. You're trembling, insane, high octane. Dame Jane, you're so not plain. Some people worry that it isn't enough. They got power that is mixed. If the people in a hurry, they'll never find love. And baby, I ain't into this. Won't you just
it's Eli Cook on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour with Sweet Jane Octane. Before that, All Night Thing. And this guy thrills me because I'm going to go back, I don't want to say a decade, I'm going to say multiple decades. We're going back to college. I was a vocalist in a college band, and that voice is what I wanted to have, that raspy, raw. It's just such a great sound. And it's a gift. It's not something you can make up. It is a gift, and he does it so well. Thank you so much to our sponsors for tonight, Chesapeake Bank, who has been there for you for 120 years or more, serving the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, Williamsburg, Richmond, and soon Chesterfield, Virginia. Check them out at chessbank.com. You know, he's got that raw and nasty style. And you want to know, how does that creation process happen? So we asked Eli Cook, how does he come about writing these songs?
Typically, anymore, I usually come up with a good catchphrase or a snippet of a lyric that seems to provoke an emotion or an image. And that really is the catalyst for what creates the following material for the song. For example, the tune Troublemaker. That phrase, I heard it, and I said, well, that's a raucous tune. That's a honky-tonk, bar stomp, bluesy rocker. So that's typically how I go about things. I really believe in strong titles influencing material as far as songwriting influence.
And the process he does works so well. Let's get back to the music right now with more of Eli Cook from his Ace, Jack, and King album, It's Better Man, on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Thank you. the spring will be in bloom, hiding out beneath the moon. Please, baby, here I stand. Well, let me be your ever-loving man. Please, baby, understand. Well, let me be your ever-loving man.
That's Eli Cook right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour. Both of those songs off of his Ace, Jack, and King album. That one, Please, Please, where he's just getting down nasty, deep, dirty blues sound. I'm loving it. Before that was Better Man. We have a huge thank you to give to Chesapeake Bank. Chess Bank has been part of our community for over 120 years. They're available all over Central and Eastern Virginia, so just look them up at chessbank.com. You know, when it comes to Eli Cook's raw, dirty sound, you gotta wonder, when did he get started with music? Did something affect him to have him drawn to that style? So we did ask him, when was he first touched by music?
I would say that when I was very young, as early as 5 or 6, listening to the oldie station, which we did frequently because I didn't have a TV or anything like that in my house, I would try to sing along with all the music. And back at that time, the material consisted mainly of pop music from the 1950s and 60s. Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Diana Ross, and I would sing along with all of it. I was also a very visual kid. I drew a lot, so I would try to draw pictures of what I imagined these artists to seem like or their creative energy to be like. But it never really occurred to me to try to pursue music in any way, shape, or form until I was much older, until I was a teenager.
You know, if you're a regular listener of this show, you've probably heard a pattern. When we ask these artists when they were first moved by music, they're listing some of the same artists over and over, some of the big names, of course. But it's kind of neat how they're all influenced by the same ones, but they all come out with a different sound of their own. It's fantastic. Let's get back to the music right now with more of Eli Cook getting raw. Hang on tight. Your ears might bleed. This one's going to get rocking. Here's Eli Cook with Death Rattle on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Mother mercy, she don't know my name.
let that woman ride.
That's Eli Cook with Snake Charm. Before that, Death Rattle. Can I tell you, we got rock in the house. Yeah, baby, it's been a long time since I've listened to some good rock music, and this is excellent stuff. Speaking of excellent stuff, do you have your tickets yet to Good Shot Judy? No? Go to FlatironCrossroads.com right now and get your tickets to see Good Shot Judy, October the 3rd from 4 until 6 in the grounds and gardens of Brent and Becky's, just across the street from Flatiron Crossroads. Get your tickets now. We're going to have food trucks available, beer and wine available. All you have to do to have a great time on October 3rd is get your tickets today. Get a chair, bring your dancing shoes, and come enjoy Good Shot Judy, October the 3rd from 4 until 6. Doors open at 3. This is going to be a good time. Don't miss out. Back with Eli Cook. You know, this guy's so good. I think I've said that about 1,000 times already, and we're not even halfway through the hour yet. He's so good. We did ask him what other talents he may have.
There really aren't any passions for me that aren't at least related to music. I'm not going to bake you a delicious apple pie or fix up your T-Model Ford. Mostly, if I'm not working on music, I'm delving into literature or film or poetry or any other form of self-expression. And I'm forever in awe of people that are master communicators and that really have a firm grasp on the human condition, which is something that I would aspire to be, but I don't think I'll ever achieve.
What are you talking about, man? You're communicating just fine through your music. And speaking of your music, let's get back to it. It's Eli Cook again with Suicide King on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Find the soft man to believe. dust in light, steal your kisses, last thing on your mind. You'll never know the one who misses you when you're far behind. Rain sugar on the way you want me, you'll never explain. I want nothing but the way you tell me.
That's Eli Cook with Sugar and Rain. Before that, Suicide King, both of those off of his Ace, Jack, and King album. Thank you so much to our sponsors for this week, Chesapeake Bank, with locations in the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, Williamsburg, Richmond, and soon Chesterfield areas of Virginia. There's got to be one near you. Check them out, please, at chessbank.com. And get your tickets to Good Shot Judy, October the 3rd from 4 until 6 p.m. in the grounds and gardens of Brent and Becky's, right next door to Flatiron Crossroads. All you need to do is get your tickets, bring a chair, bring your dancing shoes. We've got the food covered with a couple of great food trucks, and we have beer and wine available. It should be a wonderful afternoon. Rain date is October the 4th. You've heard me say it before, and one of my favorite things to do is to ask questions to these artists and learn a little bit more about them personally. Here's one that an artist hasn't grasped and answered yet, but Eli did. We asked him, if you were a musical instrument, which one would you be?
I would probably choose a cello. The cello is an instrument that I've always been very fond of, because of the wide range of tones from bass to treble that it can conjure. And it's very, very melancholic and very emotive. In addition to that, it's one of the few string instruments that can stand on its own, I feel, similar to the guitar. And between the piano, the guitar, and the cello, these are instruments that really can be their own forces of nature and don't necessarily have to fill in one specific niche in an arrangement of instruments.
And when it comes to this Q&A, there's no right or wrong answers for anything, especially that one, but I think he hit that spot on, because Eli's vocals also have such a depth of range, from the low melodic dark to the screaming highs that all the piano and the guitar and the cello can do. That's Eli Cook. Well, let's get back to the music with him right now, with a track he may have named after himself. It's called Troublemaker, right here on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
calling me. Then on collision with a heart run free. Got so high, loaded people, don't nobody mess with me around. I seen every kind of evil, got to get on out this town. Cause I'm king of the mountain, son of the road. I got what you want, but I ain't coming home. Gone like a river, lost in a storm. You should know me better and leave it alone. Alone, alone, alone. Go on and leave it alone. Alone, alone. Go on and leave it alone. Alone, alone.
Eli Cook off of his high-dollar gospel album with King of the Mountain, and before that, Troublemaker. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week, Chesapeake Bank, with locations in the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula, Williamsburg, Richmond, and Chesterfield areas of Virginia. If there's not one near you, come on. There's houses for sale here. Move in. They're the best. Learn more about them at chessbank.com. Also, make sure to get your tickets. Good shot, Judy. I know I've been saying it. This is, all right, here's a spoiler. This is the last performance at Flatiron Crossroads. COVID and other restrictions have made it difficult for this operation to continue. There's no way we can keep the doors open. This is our last hurrah. Come get your tickets. Have a good farewell party for Flatiron Crossroads by listening to Good Shot Judy in the grounds and gardens of Brent and Becky's right across the street from Flatiron Crossroads. We're going to have food trucks and beer and wine available, so just bring a chair and just enjoy the afternoon. October the 3rd from 4 until 6, doors open at 3. Rain date is October the 4th. Let's try to get a couple more in before this show is over. It's Eli Cook and The Devil Finds Work on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.
Your mind satisfied, but sugar show ain't free, mama said. Ooh. Every time I see you, I shiver down my spine. You give the dead a heart attack and vision to the blind, mama said. Ooh. Wouldn't it be nice? So nice. But if all my love is so wrong, I might find some other one to sing my song. Song, you know it might not be the night, it won't be long. And then you'll sit and cry and carry on. But I'll be gone.
home. I might find some other one to sing my song. You know it might not be tonight, but won't be long. And then you'll sit and cry, and then you'll sit and cry, and then you'll sit and cry and carry on.
Burn it down, ain't that sad?
That's Eli Cook off of his High Dollar Gospel album with Can't Lose What You Never Had, and before that, The Devil Finds Work. You know, I'm just going to jump into a final song for the hour because we're getting short on time here. This is Eli Cook with Mother's Prayer on the Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour. Thank you to Eli Cook for allowing us to highlight him this week. If you'd like to learn more about what he's up to right now, you can visit elicook.com. And a big thanks to our sponsors, Chesapeake Bank. Our program is an independent production of Flatiron Crossroads, produced by Ray Friend, theme music by Walt Stillman, and support comes from our sponsors and from you, our listeners and audience members. So visit FlatironCrossroads.com right now and get your tickets to Good Shot Judy for October the 3rd from 4 until 6 p.m. My name's Jay Hutchins, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the final Flatiron Crossroads Radio Hour.